Welcome to CICK News, the only news source in the North truly dedicated to local stories on the ground. CICK News addresses the diverse needs of the underserved communities between Burns Lake and Haida Gwaii through firsthand stories and in-depth interviews. CICK News funding is made possible by the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially support campus and community radio stations in Canada, as well as the Government of Canada. We are your hosts, Pam Hassan and Dan Messick, and we are on the dial at 93.9 FM, Smithers Community Radio. Our call letters are CICK, and we are broadcasting from the unceded Gitindam territory, home of the Wet'suwet'en Nation. Follow CICK News online at smithersradio.com, or follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Smithers Community Radio.
Today on CICK News, a Smithers teen is headed to the international stage this year to compete in what was once considered a fringe sport, the World Cup of Roller Derby. Elise Saint-Ange has been rolling with the Bulkley Valley Bruisers since she was 13, and over the past year has had the opportunity to train and practice with the Canadian national team before being selected to take part in this year's World Cup. But Saint-Ange's success comes after years of development with the BV Bruisers and also the opportunities that have grown out of BC's own roller derby league and the rapid growth of the sport, especially here in northern BC. We caught up with Saint-Ange as well as two of her teammates and coaches, Nadine Cunningham and Anne Cree, at their recent practice in Smithers as they prepare for their first competitive season as the BV Bruisers. Stay with us.
I'm Dean Machine, and we are at Davidson Hall, down on the Smithers Fall Fair grounds.
Right on, Dean the Machine. Maybe tell me a little about what's going on here today.
Today, we're just having our practice Sunday morning, get everyone all shaken out from their weekend. We meet twice a week, Thursday evenings and Sundays, and we're just getting all our girls trained up for our competitive season, which will start in May.
So, Bulkley Valley Bruisers, tell me a little about the team and I guess the evolution of the team. Roller derby has been a bit of a sport in the Northwest for a while, but you guys are just getting to the point where you're going to have your inaugural competitive season. So tell me about that.
Yeah, so that's really exciting for us. Myself and Anne Cree, we began the team 5 years ago, and we actually started in Houston. And since then, we've been recruiting, so we've been bringing in fresh meat, training the ladies how to skate, how to play the game. And finally, after a lot of commitment from all the team members, we're finally at a place now where we can compete with our surrounding teams, which would be North Coast Nightmares from Terrace and Rated PG Roller Girls from out of Prince George.
All right, so where do the BV Bruisers kind of line up in terms of the experience with these teams? Are we in the BV, are we the underdogs, so to speak?
Oh, 100%. However, we lucked out a bit in the sense that all roller derby has been down for 2020, 2021, and part of 2022. So everyone's kind of in rebuilding years right now. So we're hoping that, we might surprise some of these teams around us for what we've been doing and working on for the last 4 years.
Nice, okay. Maybe tell me about roller derby. So how did you originally get involved with roller derby?
I left the Valley in about 2008 and moved around a lot with my husband for his work. So I was looking to get into meeting friends in new communities. So every time we would move to a new town, I would join their local roller derby team.
Hey, me too!
And then we ended up in Fernie, BC, down in the East Kootenays, and we lived there for 5 years, and that's when I really started getting competitive with roller derby. So the Fernie Roller Girls down there competed on like a provincial level. So we would travel to Alberta, we would travel down into the States, Spokane, played some big competitions. We even got to the point where we bought our own travel bus and toured around the whole West Coast. So that was really fun. So that was something I didn't want to give up when I moved back to Smithers in 2014. So I needed to make that community for myself here.
You know, roller derby's been around for a long time, but it has seen a resurgence in the last, you know, whatever, decade, maybe 20 years, and especially here. And so what is it about roller derby that, you know, attracts people like yourself, attracts other of your teammates to make this competitive? Kind of what is it about roller derby that you love so much?
It's mostly the community. It's getting a bunch of women together with a common goal. And, you know, a lot of us come from non-athletic backgrounds growing up as kids. So there's not a lot of opportunity, maybe say, for us to join a hockey team or do those type of things. We don't know how to play the sport. However, this being a fringe alternative sport, it's always been open to all abilities, all body types, and it has the women focus.
Now, one of the other things I wanted to touch upon quickly, so one of your members, one of your teammates is going on to the Worlds very shortly, the Junior Worlds. That's pretty amazing for a team that's only been around for a few years. So how does it make you feel to have one of your teammates going to such a prestigious international competition for roller derby?
Yeah, super proud. Elise joined us when she was about 14. And we taught her to skate, we taught her how to play the game, and she was a natural right off the bat. She's one of our main jammers that we'll be jamming this competitive season. And she always makes her practices, she does all the off-track training for herself. She plays with other teams in the north and is always keen for a game or a scrimmage, even if that's her traveling on her own.
Cool. Explain to me, what's jamming? A jammer, one of your top jammers, tell me about that.
So that's how we score points in roller derby. We have, they're called jammers. They wear a star on their helmet and they score our points as a team. And their main objective is to get past the opposing team's blockers. And when they get past each blocker, that's 1 point. Then they skate as fast as they can to lap the pack, we call them, so the group of blockers, and they try to continually make passes in a 2-minute jam.
Cool, all right. If there's people out there who want to follow along with the BV Bruisers, even maybe taking a game, how can they do that? Where can they follow along?
So we have a Facebook page, Bulkley Valley Roller Derby, as well as Instagram, Bulkley Valley Roller Derby. We always take our fresh meat intake September through December. That's a 3-month training program. It's $150. We teach you how to skate. We loan you the gear for those 3 months, and you have personal insurance. That's a great way if you just want to check it out. In September, we also run an open house where if you just want to come down, meet the girls, see what it's about, drag a friend out, that's a great place to do that. We're hoping to have our first game end of May with PG in Smithers.
All right, great. Well, we'll definitely be there.
Perfect.
To check that out. Awesome. Thanks so much, Nadine.
Thank you.
All right. That was Nadine Cunningham, also known as Dean Machine, with the BV Bruisers. Up next, we chat with Elise Saint-Ange, also known as Derby Devil, as she sets her eyes on the Youth Roller Derby World Cup.
My name's Elise Saint-Ange, or Derby Devil. I'm from Smithers, born and raised, and I play with the BV Bruisers.
Elise, tell me a little bit about your experience getting into roller derby. You're on your way this year to the Junior World Cup of Roller Derby in France. That's a pretty big leap. So maybe tell me about, how did you originally get into roller derby? How does one hear about roller derby?
My dad had a couple of friends who were playing roller derby, and I was going through like a bit of a rough time, and so he's like brought me over there for a taco night, and we kind of talked about it, and like the minute I heard it, I was like, yeah, I want to go do that. And so yeah, we started off in Houston, and I just loved it right away. Even though I was like, had like these Barbie skates, didn't work super great, but I got on like regular, like actual skates, and it just like changed everything. It was great.
What was it about it when you were talking about roller derby? What was it about it that kind of captured your imagination? Why did you want to get into it? What was maybe the one thing that just, this is for me?
Well, I remember seeing like, as a kid, like on cartoons or something, there was like roller derby girls and they looked so cool, and I wanted to like kind of have like that tough all that kind of persona. And then I like got into it, and everybody was just so nice and so supportive, and yeah, it was just like a really good way to like get some of my angst out.
No doubt.
Yeah.
Speaking of personas, so personas, roller derby personas, kind of part of all of this as well. It's part of the sport. Yours is
Derby Devil.
Derby Devil, yeah.
All right. Maybe how does you come up with your persona, your name, Derby Devil?
I don't know. I was like, just like looking up names, and I felt like, I don't know. It was just kind of like, I saw that and I was like, all right, let's do it. And it just kind of like matched with everything, I guess. I don't know.
Is there anything like behind that? Like, I know every player has a name. So, you know, is there different ways to come up with it, or is it just whatever you choose? And then when you're playing, is that the name that you go by?
Yeah, when I'm playing, it's Derby Devil or DD or Double D or, yeah. Yeah, lots of people like taking like pieces of their names and like kind of mixing it up with like something else that they like to do. But yeah, some people just like find something that's like, oh yeah, this fits. And yeah, mine are just kind of, yeah.
It works. Yeah. It works. The other thing I wanted to ask you about was, so you know, you've been playing for a few years now. The team here is relatively new, but you guys are going into your first inaugural competitive season soon. But also you're headed to France in July, I believe, for the Junior World Cup of Roller Derby. So, you know, what was that like? How did you qualify for this?
We went down to Alberta for tryouts, and I was so nervous. I was debating like not going, but my dad was really good at pushing me. He's like, no, you can do it. Just try out. And then I got there and I made some friends, and it was really nice like playing with really good people. I was like, I know, it kind of felt like I leveled up the minute I got to playing with them too. And then this season it was really cool like being like starting when the team first kind of started, and just being able to like see how we grew and like all the people getting better and who stayed and who like with joining and stuff.
Yeah,
I'm pretty stoked about this season.
Yeah, no doubt. I guess when you go to the Worlds, tell me more about this. So now you're on the national junior team.
Yeah.
So what does that involve? Like, you're here in Smithers. So how do you, obviously you're practicing here today, but how do you kind of stay in the loop and make sure that you're ready for competition come July?
Well, we have a couple of like group chat kind of things on different apps. So we have one on Discord and TeamSnap. And we all kind of like communicate through there. We have like watch parties where we'll watch roller derby together and like make comments and see what we think that we could work on and skills and stuff. And then we have like a training regimen, I guess, where like different dry land training, cardio and sprints and kind of stuff like that. So then we all like get to communicate and be like, oh my gosh, this one was so hard today and all that kind of stuff, yeah.
The other thing is, you know, now that you're into this, you're headed to an international competition. You know, where do you go from here? You know, this seems like this might have a bit of a sporting career in your future in roller derby.
Yeah.
So kind of what kind of goes through your head when you're getting ready for this and looking down the road to what might become of your roller derby career?
I don't know. I never really thought about that, I guess. I think I'm kind of just like, anytime I can play wherever I play, I would like to be there, whether that's just like small towns and like other people. Like, I get to play with a bunch of people this year who want me on their team. And then, yeah, I don't know, just kind of see where it goes. Just go with the flow. Whenever I get to play, I'm happy with that.
Maybe just a couple last things. So the junior team, what's the level? Like, what's the age group and the level of I guess competition you're dealing with, and also, you know, what countries are also included in this World Cup?
I think it's like, I feel like most of the people on the team are like, everybody I've talked to is like 16, 17 or 18. I think there's some US team, there's the France team, there's a UK team, which is kind of just like a bunch of smaller countries that don't have a lot of people kind of just put together. I'm not actually sure like all of them, but those are kind of the ones that I heard that we're going to be able to play with.
Getting into roller derby, as you said, you had a few people who talked to you about it before you actually, you know, got into skates. But if one wanted to get involved with roller derby, what are some of the things they should know about roller derby before they start, or what to do if they want to get into it?
Well, just to like know that like everybody is so supportive and fall, like everybody's really scared of falling, but once you get used to it, it's good. And yeah, everybody's super supportive. And for like fresh meat, which would be all the newbies, there's signs posted around, or like our Facebook page, and or even just like drop by and be like, hey, this sounds awesome. And yeah, the more people we can get on the team, the better.
Yeah, no doubt. Just the last thing for you. So I was talking to Nadine, and she was saying that you're going to be one of the top jammers this year. So tell me about what do you got lined up? How do you be one of the top jammers? What do I got to know? Like, what's going through your head to get ready for a game? You got to score points. You got to go through the other team. Yeah. And how do you do that?
I feel like there's like a couple different jamming styles. So I really like to just like find kind of like pockets or like holes in the pack and just go straight for it. Or making your own too, just like pushing, then backing off, and just like getting in there, lots of footwork. I really like spinning. I feel like it just like spins straight through the pack. It's hard for anybody to catch you. But yeah, I don't know. I love just having to like work really hard and you get through and then you're like, woo, I did it. And then you're back in it again.
What's one of your proudest moments during roller derby?
Well, Canadian team, obviously. But I had like this one, we were playing with the Prince George team in a scrimmage, and there was this one really, really big guy. And yeah, he just gave me like a really good hit. And I went flying, and I like did a backwards somersault, and my dad got to catch that on tape, and it was so cool. And it just felt like it was awesome that I could take like that big of a hit and then get back up and be like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. Nice. I was going to ask you what's one of the worst moments you've had?
Oh, that's hard. I don't really think I've ever had any bad moments. I think that like all of it's just a learning experience. And I mean, there's been times where I've been like super nervous going into like a game or something, but that's really the scariest part, just getting the confidence and doing that. Everything else just kind of goes smooth after that, whether you do good or bad.
Okay, well, good luck with your season. Thank you so much.
Yeah, have a good day. Thank you.
That was the BV Bruiser's own Derby Devil. She's getting ready to head off to France in July for the Youth Roller Derby World Cup. Finally, coming up next, player coach Ann Cree has been working with the BV Bruisers for years and is ecstatic about this year's upcoming derby season. It's been a long time coming for Angry, her derby name, and she's ready to hit the track.
My name is Ann Cree. I am from Montreal originally. I live in Houston right now. I started derby in 2013. I've played in Penticton and in Castlegar and now here. I am the co-founder of this league and also the coach of it.
So you came out here to BC and started playing derby. Did you ever play in Montreal? Was this something that you found in the West?
I knew about roller derby when I lived in Montreal, but I left Montreal fairly young. And I just hadn't had a chance to get in it back when I still lived in Quebec. But when I moved to BC, and then I just got the opportunity to try, and you know, I fell in love with the sport.
Nice, right on. What does one need to know about derby getting into it? Speaking to Elise, you know, she's saying that a couple friends of her father's kind of got her interested. Just chatting about it was like, yeah, this is for me. So what was your experience? How do you even find out about roller derby, because only until recently it's really been a bit of a fringe sport?
Yeah, I would say people who want to know about derby kind of have to most people know about derby or have an idea that it is a sport. A big problem that our league faces is that most people don't know that we're here and we exist and we do our thing. So yeah, talking to the journalists is good about it. We try to post stuff on social media, and we try recruitment training sessions once a year to welcome new skaters to our program. There is a lot of roller derby in BC and in Canada. It's just you know, most people who hear about derby and who decide to join, they already know about it, and they're like, oh, I didn't know you guys were here. Can I come and try? And, you know, that's about it. As far as joining and training with us, we train people from absolutely zero experience. No sporting background, no skating background. We just teach all the skills. So it's really open to everyone who wants to try. Yeah.
Right on. With the league and the team here, tell me about how that got going. I know a number of years ago there was a bit of a resurgence and then it kind of floundered, but now you guys are getting ready for your inaugural season, which sounds pretty exciting.
It is.
So tell me about that, kind of getting ready and finally getting to this point.
Right. So for me it was 2018 when I moved to Houston in 2018, and I had just come away from a 3, maybe 4 year season with my team in Castlegar, and I wasn't done with the sport. So I looked up the social media and tried to find if there was a local derby here. And yeah, there had been kind of a start of a team a few years prior, but it had folded mostly due to a few girls getting injured and many girls getting pregnant.
As it happens.
So it's just like lack of players and so on. So I tried to get, like, to reach out to some of them and be like, hey, do you still skate? Do you want to try this? And so on. I found Dean and I found another girl who's not skating with us anymore, but who had the previous derby experience from another place in BC. So we got together and we just decided to open up. We were in the arena in Houston back then, and just open up to whoever wanted to come. So I got in touch with the team in Prince George. They had the roller dome back then, and the dome lent us a bunch of skates for free and a bunch of gear. So I just had all this gear waiting for people, and we charge a $10 fee and like, hey, come and skate. We'll teach you how. And that's how we got started. We got a bit of a thing going, and then we got shut down for COVID. So that was kind of rough. We lost a lot of promising young players to that. Like, people move on after a year and a half break. It's normal. It's life. Since we got restarted, Dean and I got into the coaching thing a lot more. I feel like 5 years ago, I was a lot more in need of being coached myself. So I was maybe not as helpful to new skaters, but now I've learned and I put focus on really building up the team, and it's worked really well. The two of us make a good team, and we have built a lot of skills from the about 10 players that we have now. And yeah, we're getting ready for our first game. It's gonna be in the spring, and it's gonna be amazing. I'm so excited about it.
Nice, sounds like it. As I mentioned earlier, you sound like you're a bit of the coach, drill sergeant, making sure the team stays up to code, you know, so they can play, and obviously athletics and training. So tell me about some of what you guys were doing earlier. Like, what do you try to train on when you first show up to a practice, or what are some of the things you're working on to make the team as best they can come May?
Right. Well, our practice usually have a pretty... We have set blocks to our practice, and within the set blocks, we kind of adapt to the skills of players we have. Usually, we start with the warm-up on skates, just get our feet, hips moving and get things going. Then we do a little bit of one individual's drills. So today, we did a little bit of lateral movement footwork, which is, it's difficult to achieve, but it is very vital to become a better skater. And we only do like 10 minutes of it because it's hard, and you know, we don't want people get discouraged. And I find that skills get built better by doing it 10 minutes at a time than 1 hour and getting, right? So we do that. Then we moved on to a one-on-one skater thing, where today we did a blocker in the front and a jammer in the back, and we just simulating going back and forth across the track and, you know, staying together, staying in front of your jammer, you know, basic moves that are going to get the team ready too. Now we've moved on to a new to a new part of the practice where we have the whole So there's still individual skills, but now we have a tripod, so a wall of blockers, and now we're doing jammer drills. So she's trying to find ways to get around that wall or how to hit effectively, or, you know, so that she can get whatever, her foot drill working. By the end of practice, we're gonna kind of put everything together. We're gonna be more playing derby and trying to integrate whatever we worked on this practice together, and yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, this looks like, you know, sort of like a rugby scrum and someone coming to push through it, or she's more of kind of going off to a side. I guess what's she trying to achieve here? Like to go through them or to navigate around? Because usually it's quite a large group of players that you're trying to get through.
Usually she'll have, okay, so the person with the star on her helmet is the jammer. She's the one scoring the points. She scores the points by passing the hips of the opposing team's blockers.
Passing the hips.
Yeah. With her hips, when her hips is in front of somebody else's hips, she just scored a point, right? So her goal doesn't matter if she's trying to go through or around. Her goal is to stay inbounds and get in front of them so that she can lap them and do it again. Right now they're working on jammer drills, so she's gonna try and attack the inside of the tripod, see if she can move them. If that doesn't work, she's gonna see if she can hit them one way, make them move just a little bit so that she can squeeze on the other way and go around, right? There is infinite amount of little drills that we can learn. And, you know, the best that we can do is offer a lot of variety, and then people are gonna pick and choose those moves that are more comfortable with, right?
How many players does each team have on the track?
On the track at once, yeah. So we'll have one jammer per team and four blockers per team on the track. And jams last up to 2 minutes, and yeah.
So okay.
10 people at once.
Great.
Ideally, your own blockers are not going to be in front of your jammer, but
yes, that's
not guaranteed.
Now, roller derby also has a bit of a reputation of being kind of rough.
It's a full contact sport.
Say that again?
It's a full contact sport.
So what do you do to get prepared to deal with some tough teams who may be looking for that fresh meat?
I mean, all of it is practice, 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 right? A few weeks from now, some of my teammates and myself are traveling to Armstrong. We're going to play a little scrimmage game with other teams in the area. We're traveling to Armstrong because I think we're playing a team from somewhere south. So just practice and scrimmage and gameplay is the best way to get ready for games. But we also have some drills, some hitting drills. And I mean, when we teach people how to skate, the first thing we do is teach them how to skate and how to be stable and everything. And then we ramp things up and like, okay, can you take this hit? Oh, you can. So here, can you take this hit? And can you take this hit, right? And we just work ourselves up to where people are stable. And taking a hit is usually not the hardest thing. Just get lower.
Yeah.
But it's all about building muscle memory. Yeah.
I guess the last thing for you, Anne, let you get back to practice here. If someone's thinking about getting into roller derby, what should they keep in mind? Because it seems like it's not for the faint of heart.
I would say that this is, like, yes, it's a full contact sport, but roller derby is really just, if you want in, you're in. And it doesn't matter your skill level, and it doesn't matter, like, if you want to do it, we'll get you there. And the rest doesn't matter. I'm not super keen on the reputation that we beat up on each other and we're so rough and tough. I don't care about that. Yes, I'm a strong woman and everything like that, but I'm here for my team. And if my team needs me to play at the level that's lower and that I can get them to build their own confidence and everything, I'll do that. I'll be super happy to do that. I'm here to build up people. I'm not here to crush them, right?
Nice. Okay. Great, Anne. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
All right, good luck.
You've been listening to CICK News. If you have any hot tips or news stories you think we should cover, contact us at CICKnews@smithersradio.com or follow us on Facebook at CICKnews. CSAK News is made possible by the Government of Canada and the Community Radio Fund of Canada, the only organization mandated to financially supporting campus and community radio stations across Canada. You can also catch our fresh shows each week at theskeena.com or subscribe to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you find your podcasts. Thanks to our producer Pam Hassan and all of our roving reporters, I'm Dan Messick. Thanks for listening.